Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bane Chronicles, The Midnight Air by Cassandra Clare and Sarah Reese Brennan. Read by David Oyelowo.
It took Magnus nearly 20 minutes to notice the boys shooting out all the lights in the room, but to be fair, he had been distracted by the decor. It had been nearly a quarter century since Magnus had been in London. He had missed the place. Certainly New York had an energy at the turn of the century that no other city could match. Magnus loved being in a carriage rattling into the dazzling lights of Longacre Square, pulling up outside the Olympia Theatre's elaborate French Renaissance facade, or rubbing elbows with a dozen different kinds of people at the hot dog festival in Greenwich Village. He enjoyed traveling on the elevated railways, squealing brakes and all, and he was much looking forward to traveling through the vast underground systems they were building below the very heart of the city. He had seen the construction of the great station at Columbus Circle just before he had left, and hoped to return to find it finished at last. But London was London, wearing its history in layers, with every age contained in the new age. Magnus had history here, too. Magnus had loved people here and hated them. There had been one woman whom he had both loved and hated, and he had fled London to escape that memory. He sometimes wondered if he had been wrong to leave, if he should have endured the bad memories for the sake of the good.